Martin Luther King and a few of them. We've just given in and letting them decide who's going to be the delegates to the Democratic Convention. And Joe Rao, hell with Joe Rao. I don't know Joe Rao. I've sat beside him once or twice, but I'd damn if I believe he's your friend the way he's acting.
He's opposed to this, Carl. He's opposed to this. This is a pure Johnson move to try not to call a roll in that convention. I don't see how it could hurt a human being. Mississippi's got every vote they've got. They didn't allow anybody to go in the primary. They wouldn't allow the Negroes to come into the convention. And we, nevertheless, we're going ahead and seating them. We give them every vote they got. And all we're doing is saying in the protest group, protest of education, protest of housing, which you've already recognized in Georgia and pointed four on it, which we've already recognized and put some on it. But they have not put anybody on it. And we're just saying on a national basis, we're going to recognize two of them when we're not going to vote. It's a pure symbolic thing. It doesn't
recognize two people outside of the damn Mississippi Freedom.
Well, if I could do that and get my job done, it'd be fine. If I were a dictator, I wouldn't even be discussing it, but I can't. And I can't even get them to do it this way, but I can get the bosses to go with me this way, and I may be able to get 1,100 to 900, something like that, assuming I could hold the South. I can't. Why, it's all off again. We just have to go start something else. But it's the damnedest thing I ever saw. We got no votes. We got no disagreement about anything. We got a unanimous platform. But we've got this bunch over there, and I've got to get something that'll permit a man like Daley and Wagner and them not to get murdered at home.
Well, I know it's important.
And they can say, well, goddammit, we recognize this as a symbolic protest, not with Mississippi, but as inadequate education, inadequate housing, inadequate transportation, discrimination through the years. So we said we'll recognize two of them. Nobody's ever going to call a roll. All it does is just keep from calling that damn roll and dividing it up. Last night we figured out that we might get 900 and they might get 1,100. And I think we did too much. Massachusetts, now you're talking about Bobby, the vote up there was about 48 to 10 against us. New England was 3 to 1 against us. And we just got to find some way to keep them from calling the roll. Now, Rao won't go with us. Rao's down there fighting it. But this fellow Ullman, that makes up one of their 13, we figured we could knock off him and knock off three or four more, and it wouldn't cost us a thing. Didn't hurt Mississippi. Mississippi's fight's won. She comes there with legal delegates. They're recognized.
They turn right around and walk out the whole
delegate. I think probably who?
Mississippi.
Well, they may do it. May do it if the South's that way. Why, they've won. They've got seated. They've caused more goddamn trouble and done less for it than any two states I ever heard of in my life to the party that they're supposed to like.
You know damn well that I care less what happens in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Of course, frankly, being perfectly candid about it, I realize that you've got to look after Mal Wagner and some of those big boys, but it's going to cut our throats from ear to ear. And if Wagner...
Carl, I don't see, what do we lose? What does Georgia and Texas lose? Now,
Georgia loses this, Mr. President. We lose, all we do then is we turn around and we'll be good. You got a platform now where the liberals say you got the strongest damn civil rights plank you ever had, and we say you got the most modern. And it's working at both ends of the line. But we go back...
Well, I don't agree that they say that, because they say it's a pallid platform. Well, Sella may do it, but you see the New York Times, they got an editorial this morning, pallid platform, and said we don't...
Well, I think it's a damn good one, and I think...
I do, too, and I think it to go in there tonight and adopt this resolution, if they can't get a minority report, well, we can kill it. Without a minority report in that committee, where they can't get a roll call. And we'll sail through there like nobody's business. In Mississippi, we can say we seated every damn one of them. We didn't touch their state. We recognized them. We voted to take every vote they had. We didn't take anything away from them. But we've had a couple of honorary sergeant-at-arms all of our life. We've had a couple of honorary vice presidents. We've had a couple...
These folks honorary. You're making them delegates.
A couple of Kentucky colonels all of our life. And we, as a symbolic gesture, are going to say, here's two people now, and you can go and say, by God, that your protest was heard and your protest was recognized. They ought to be members of the Mississippi delegation. Well, if I could do it and get by with them, Carl, I would. But what they ought to be now, honestly, between you and me, with their population 50%, they ought to be delegates of the Mississippi group.
Not unless they're Democrats, Mr. President.
They're Democrats, and by God, they tried to attend the convention, and pistols kept them out. These people went in and begged to go and participate in the conventions. And they got half the population. And they won't let them. They lock them out.
They aren't registered. They've got to have the
property. Well, some of them are registered. Well, that's enough to get two delegates on here. I mean, you recognize them. John Connally recognized them. I think you've got a good, legitimate case to say that the state of Mississippi wouldn't let a Negro come into their damn convention, and therefore they violated the law and wouldn't let them vote, wouldn't let them register, intimidated them, and by God, they ought to be seated. I think is a legitimate case to be made there, but I don't want to make it. But I don't see how they could raise hell that they have the cake and eat it too and just say, by God, I'm going to be a dog in the manger. I'm going to have all I got, every vote that the state of Mississippi's got. Then, by God, I'm going to bark if somebody across the hall gets a couple. That ain't going to take a vote away from a human. All it does is just stop the agony and the pain and the bad publicity of three damn days here on television and gets us out of there with a unanimous vote. And I can't see that it costs a man a dime.
It's going to cost a hell of a lot down there.
Well, if it...
Publicity-wise, they're going to say the niggers took over the damn convention.
And now, they, two niggers can't take over anything, Carl.
I got them in mind. I know they can't take it over, but the fact that
they can say, you got four. I've been hearing that on the television, but that don't...
I pointed them, and they're good, loyal Democrats, and they come within the damn rules. They don't belong to some damn rough crowd in Georgia who came up there and said, let me in the convention, though.
But, Carl, we've been doing that for a good many years, recognizing peculiar problems in the state. I went to Chicago in 1944, the rump crowd myself, and a delegation... Well, if I could, my friend, I would. I would do anything I could to even get their support. I haven't got their support, but I've got a man that's supporting them. It's coming off of their list and coming on to ours. I can't satisfy them. But the last people I thought that would this object to would be the South, because we're seating Mississippi. We're giving them every vote they got.
Well, if Mississippi...
She wins.
I'll tell you this, though. I would do this before I'd make that trade with Mississippi. The only thing that worries me, and this is what I'm saying now, if this Mississippi delegation is going to stay... then that may hold the rest of us where we can.
Well, you and John get over there and say, now what else... Why is it going to hurt anybody if you're seated and you got every vote in your delegation seated and every man that you got there that'll take the oath, take the pledge, he's seated. And Mississippi's got a full number. Now, what damn difference does it make to them if we don't take away from any other state, but we allot two seats and two badges to two fellas that are a symbol of discrimination in housing and education not connected with Mississippi? They say that in the presentation.
What? Crowd. And they've been up here fighting this Aaron Henry. I've heard his name all over the damn news and everything else. And when they seat him, they're going to say what I'm concerned about. And maybe we can settle this as a whole down Mississippi regular delegation then saying, well, the hell with that. You've gone ahead then and turned the damn party over to the niggers. And then the rest of the next thing, another southern state gets up and says the same thing. And then we got the whole damn crowd.
If we seat two of them there and you did have a roll call, which we hope you don't have, we don't believe you, you'll outvote them 2-1 in Georgia with your four niggers. We'll outvote them a good many in Texas. And Mississippi will be there to vote them down 40-1. They're not going to have a vote. It's just a pure, symbolic, pussyfooting thing to try to keep from splitting their party like Goldwater'd like to see it split. It's just like the word enforcement. It don't make a damn whether it's administration or enforcement. But they made a big symbol of it. And if I hadn't taken enforcement, they'd run me across the damn water. And it's not going to make... I'm going to handle that myself. And if I'm here elected, these delegates are not going to hurt us or hurt me or hurt Georgia or hurt Mississippi. The Freedom Party is not being seated. What's happening is we're doing four or five things. Number one, we come... across the damn water, and it's not going to make... I'm going to handle that myself. And if I'm here to elect it, these delegates are not going to hurt us or hurt me or hurt Georgia or hurt Mississippi. The Freedom Party is not being seated. What's happening is we're doing four or five things. Number one, we're coming in there and seating the state of Mississippi. Every damn one of them. Now, they oughtn't to be, Carl. They oughtn't to... You and I just can't survive our political modern life with these goddamn fellas down there that are eating them for breakfast every morning. They got to quit that, and they got to let them vote, and they got to let them shave, and they got to let them eat and things like that. And they don't do it. And where, however much we love Jim Eastland and John Stennis, they get a governor like Ross Barnett, and he's messing around there with Wallace, and they won't let one man go in a precinct convention. Now, that's, we've got to put a stop to that, because that's just like the old days, by God, when they wouldn't let them go in and cast a vote of any kind. And you've put a stop to it in your state. But we're going to ignore that. We're going to say, hell, yes, you did it, and you're wrong. You violated the 57 law, and you violated the 60 law, and you violated the 64 law. But we're going to seat you, every damn one of you. You lily-white babies, we're going to salute you.
My suggestion would be don't seat Mississippi or the two delegates of that, either one of them, unless the Mississippi regular delegation will give you assurance that if they're seated with these other two, they won't walk out.
Well, you go over. We think. I don't know. I'm not there, and I haven't taken anybody else's calls. I don't want you to let anybody know they even talk there, because I'm doing my best to avoid it, and I'm turning them down. I don't want them to say that I'm calling in there, but they tell me that these folks that will take the oath, come in there, that there'll be over half of them from Mississippi do it. I don't know whether they will or not. I haven't talked to them, but I thought that maybe you and John could sit down and talk to them and say to them that they win their fight. Number one, they've been challenged. They got no credentials. They haven't been seated. Credentials committee comes out there tonight and said, number one, we seat the state of Mississippi, and everybody takes the oath. That's number one. Number two, we're going to pass a resolution to take care of this thing in the future. And number three, we're going to say that two people, symbolic here, can be taken as general delegates, having nothing to do with Mississippi, depriving Mississippi of nothing, and try to put an end to this thing. Now,
why don't you do this if you're going to do that? Why don't you? You still got a little problem about oath down in Alabama, and everybody's been now saying, well, hell, you're making me sign one, and you ain't making no
Why
don't you let John Bailey or somebody, if you get an agreement with the Mississippi regulars that they'll stick, then let Bailey or somebody just let the whole goddamn convention rise at one time and say, I want everybody to repeat after me, I'm a Democrat, I'm going to support the nominees and work for the Democratic Party in November. And everybody stand and repeat it in unison and have the whole damn hall here, and everybody does it, and that's the damn
thing. That would suit me fine. I would love to do it. Anything I can do to get harmony, my friend, I sure do want to do it, because I've...
Pressure off the whole thing, and that would wind up the
old business. You and John, you get it, John, and you all suggest that. Both of you are young and modern and effective, and I'm a poor old man here that's got a government falling on me in Vietnam today. I just walked out of the Security Council. I've got McNamara coming in here at 6 o'clock tonight and bringing General Taylor back. I've got Cyprus in a hell of a war. And I can't go up there and tell those damn fellas and argue with Adam Clayton Powell and Martin Luther King and the fellow from Alabama, Bull Connor. They ought to try to make it as easy on me as they can, because they've all been in these things, their own state conventions. They got problems, they're going to have them. Now, this doesn't hurt anybody. And I'm for everybody taking the oath. Nobody claims they won't do it except Mississippi and Alabama.
That's right, and now they say they'll do it. They just don't want to be singled out and run.
Well, just tell them every national commitment's taking it from every state, speaking for his state.
Well, I agree with
that. Every one of them have already done it, but I don't object. I'd come up there myself, walk out naked and take it if it would ease Bull Connor's pressure any. But you and John get together and try to talk to this group and... Well, it's just going to take us 10 minutes to get this thing through, and these men never participate in anything, never vote in anything, never have any voice. Hell, I'd give them 20 votes to rather than cost me $2 million on this television like you've done the last 2 days.
I'd give them anything, just like you say. I don't think they're doing easy anything.
But you see what they're doing tonight. I've got a list of his calls. He's going to speak at the California delegation. He's going to speak at the Washington delegation. He's trying to speak at the Kentucky delegation. And each day he's just adding to it and causing us trouble. He's getting on the television saying that, I God, he's threatening us, that he's not going to stand up and vote for us. Now, we got a poll coming out tomorrow. What does the poll show? Just can get out of that convention and hold it. Johnson's political stock up since stand on Vietnam. For a release not earlier than Wednesday, August 26. Public support for way U.S. handling situation has shot up. One important reason for Johnson's improved position of political race is stand on Vietnam. Then he goes ahead and writes all about it and quotes everybody and so forth. Then it takes them NBC is releasing a poll tonight, Roper's new figures, minority, Negro 97%, Jewish 86%, Catholic 73%, Union people 76%, women 68%. These figures beat anything ever in the history, including FDR.